This is CNBCTV18.com Market Buzz podcast brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock trading platform.
Hello and welcome to the CNBC TV 18 Market Podcast. I'm your host, Reema Tendulkar. A quick recap of what transpired in yesterday's trade before we get chatting about today's trade. There was a last hour surge which helped the market close near the day's high. The Sensex closed with gains of 186 points while the Nifty was up 56 points. And it was the heavyweights like Reliance Industries and even Bharti Airtel, Axis Bank and HDFC Bank which led the market higher. In fact, focus will continue to be on Reliance Industries. It's had a mega rally in the last 3 months from levels of sub 1200, now at a fresh life high above 1500. It's been a big up move. And yesterday as well, Reliance Industries contributed about 42 points out of the Nifty's 55-point rally. In fact, Reliance Industries saw 750 crore of delivery-based volume, and one of the key reasons is improved prospects for its telecom arm Jio, which is likely to keep the momentum intact for Reliance Industries. At yesterday's close, Reliance Industries' market capitalization stands at over 9.5 lakh crore, and now the countdown begins for when it will inch closer to the 10 lakh crore mark. The other cue you need to track is the cash flows in the equity market. The FIIs have been selling in the cash market for the last 4 days. Yesterday, 915 crore was sold by the FIIs over a period of 4 days. It's a sell figure of 2,750 crore. The DIIs bought 262 crore. When you look at the global market, slightly subdued for the Dow, it ended with a cut of about 100 odd points and crude prices were under pressure on higher supply. In fact, Brent crude is now trading below $61 per barrel mark versus levels of $62.50 per barrel mark yesterday. Key events to track, we have a SEBI board meet, there is a cabinet board meet as well, which is scheduled in the evening, where we understand that they are likely to consider lowering government stake to sub 51% in PSU, and they will also consider divestment proposals related to several central PSC's stake sale, including a BPCL strategic divestment. So generally, the PSU space will be very active. In stocks, you should have on your radar Reliance Industries, because post-market hours, Reliance Jio has said that they too will consider a price hike. A price increase will be done in a manner to meet compliance with regulation while still giving value to customers. So one day after Bharti Airtel and Vodafone Idea announced their intention to increase prices, Reliance Jio will also comply. And when the most aggressive player in the market also talks about a price increase, you can imagine what it will do to the incumbent players like Bharti as well as Vodafone Idea. In fact, Bharti Airtel has seen a stellar up move in the last few days. Yesterday, it had delivery volumes of 1,000 crore. But the subscriber data was also released for the telecom stocks yesterday by TREI. And here, the momentum has slowed a bit for Reliance Jio. So Reliance was historically adding about 8 to 9 million subscribers every month. Last month, it added close to about 7 million subscribers. While Bharti Airtel continues to lose subscribers, Vodafone Idea lost subscribers but at a lower pace. Shree Cement has approved a floor price for the QIP at 19,806. Siemens has reported its numbers, so that's a stock you should have on your radar. Profits at 333 crore versus 282 crore. And Yes Bank has disclosed divergence for FY19. For the gross NPAs, that divergence stands at 3,277 crore. So net-net, you can expect the momentum to stay intact for our markets. Global cues are sideways, but there will be stocks like Reliance Industries you should keep on your radar, as well as several PSU stocks ahead of the cabinet mod bid. With that, it's a wrap from this CNBC TV 18 Market Podcast. It's goodbye from me, Reema Tendulkar. This podcast was brought to you in association with Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock exchange. Thank you for listening. Have a great trading day.